Blackstone Audio presents The Ringworld Engineers by Larry Niven. Dedication. Ringworld is 10 years old, and I have never stopped getting letters about it. People have been commenting on the assumptions, overt and hidden, and the mathematics and the ecology and the philosophical implications, precisely as if the Ringworld were a proposed engineering project and they were being paid for the work. A man in Washington, D.C. sent me a full proofreading job on the first edition of Ringworld with the title The Niven MacArthur Papers, Volume 1. It was of enormous help to me. If you own a first paperback edition of Ringworld, it's the one with the mistakes in it. It's worth money. A Florida high school class determined the need for the spillpipe system. From a Cambridge professor came an estimate for the minimum tensile strength of Scrith. Freeman Dyson has no trouble believing in the Ringworld, but can't see why the engineers wouldn't have built a lot of little ones instead. Wouldn't it be safer? I hope the answer I've given in this book is satisfactory. Of course, there are no petrochemicals on the Ringworld. Frank Gasparic pointed out that any civilization at our level would be based on alcohol. The machine people would be able to use the vegetable sludge for other purposes, up to and including a plastics industry. During a speech in Boston, someone in the audience pointed out that, mathematically, the Ringworld can be treated as a suspension bridge with no endpoints. Simple in concept, harder to build. From all directions came news of the need for attitude jets.